Okay, we're live. Who's hosting? You want to rock, paper, scissors it?
One,
that's
two,
not
three,
any
four.
Of the things I options I what? We're all playing different games. I said rock, paper, scissors. Trevor went nose goes.
And
you just started counting. Like, what? What? Three pecans and an icebreaker. That's our show.
That's the show.
Woo. Well, welcome back to Pecans and an Icebreaker. I am your host for this episode, Luke, and I am joined by Trevor and Claire. This is the second time doing the intro because Trevor is annoying. We are talking about superpowers in this episode. I'm really excited. This is something that I've been thinking about since I was a kid. I'm sure you guys have some great options. So what kind of superpowers do you guys have? Like Claire, for example. Give me something that you have.
Okay, so I was talking about this. But
I said that in the complete opposite order. I'm so sorry.
During finals week, I discovered my ability to sleep in jeans. And I every time I've done this, I'm a huge napper. And so I would just like have 2 hour breaks between class. But I was like, I'm not going to change. So I would just fall asleep in jeans. And now I can like sleep for 8 hours.
I'm very impressed by it.
Great. It's a good time.
Yeah,
I mean, you save so much time.
You really do.
Going to change. Especially if they're skinny jeans. You know how long it takes to get skinny jeans?
Yeah, I just hate jeans in general.
Yeah.
You're wearing jeans right now.
Pants?
It's laundry day, okay?
I'm annoying.
You're such a strange man.
They're the last pants that I wear. It's laundry day. My sweatpants were even dirty. I spilled something. I think I spilled some, like, cereal or something. That's my week in sweatpants.
Occupational hazard.
Yeah.
It's a personality.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. What, like, if you could give advice to someone about, like, finding their superpower, what do you think it is? Like, you found it during finals week, which is a very stressful time to discover new things about your identity when you're questioning it yourself for a week.
Well, I feel like that's the newest one. But, like, I don't know. I feel like being a mom's a superpower, frankly.
That's
and I'm,
nice.
Like, a really maternal person. I don't know. Like, I'm the mom friend to where it's a problem. So, sorry.
I can
Princess
see that.
Claire jumping in.
Princess Claire flaunting
you
her nobility.
So much.
I just wanted to use those words in that order. So,
find something that, like, you're good at, but it's not normal.
Well, that is the definition of a superpower. So thank you for your wisdom. Moving over to Trevor.
It's about giving unhelpful advice. This is what you wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what I wanted. Luke might not have been on the same page.
This is literally all Trevor's doing.
I have mine now. Am I good to go?
What is a superpower you have, Trevor?
Okay, so for me, I learned this one, I think, last week. I learned that I'm good at talking people into doing things that they don't really want to do. It's not so much peer pressure
also
illegal.
Also known as manipulation.
Not so much. So we, a few of my friends, we were like, so with my campus, there's a neighboring campus for a different university. It's called Life University. And they do this thing during the winter called Lights at Life. And have you been there? Oh, really?
Every Christmas.
So it's walking distance to my school.
Yes.
But it's weird, though, because it turns out they did not really want anything to do with my school because they have a fence surrounding their school. So it's an open campus, though, because you can drive in and everything. But, like, we didn't want to get on the main road because it's nighttime and, like, the roads aren't well lit and I like my life. So we saw this behind our softball field. There's, like, this field. Like, it's kind of like a dried up field. Like, it's not like it's very like looks old and decrepit, and it's like lit up by moonlight and everything at night. And I
looks like
at it.
We'll make up like a school name. We'll call it like Lakeside or something.
We've said my school name. we were looking at it, and they were like, nah, let's find a different way. I was like, nah, we got this. And I think I convinced one of them. I didn't know it was a briar patch, but he was wearing shorts, and he started going for it. And I was like, we could turn back. And I had convinced him so hard he didn't want to turn back. Either that or he's just super, super into it. Not sure, but I can prove it in a second that I have the superpower. So we made it to Life University. We walked around. They have this little fountain. It's got like a half an inch of water. And it has like this half inch of water. And one of my friends, he looked at it and I was like, you should run through that. He was like, no, I shouldn't run through it. It's like a 15 foot long like pool of like half an inch of water with like water spraying overhead in like arches. It's about 4 feet wide to like 15 feet long. And I was like, you should run through that. And he's like, no, I shouldn't. I was like, bet you should run through that. After not even 30 seconds of talking about it,
he
handed me his keys, wallet, and phone. And he ran through it. But not only did he run through it, he ran back through it.
That's amazing. Well, he had to get his keys and wallet, so obviously there's only one way.
Yeah.
Okay, the only alternative was going to be to throw his keys and wallet into the middle of the pool.
He could have gone around. There's a walkway beside it.
It's like in the middle of this walkway thing.
And then fun facts, this isn't really related to my superpower, but we found out there is an easier way to get to campus because we also crossed a creek after the Briar Patch. Turns out there is an easier way.
That sounds like a good time, though.
It was a fantastic time. It was the most Boy Scouty thing I've done in years.
That is exciting.
Luke.
Claire.
Trevor.
Donkey. So I have a YouTube channel, although I've talked to, you guys know, like I do like these
shameless
videos
plug
and stuff and shameless plug. Well, I'm not giving the name, so it's not a shameless plug. So, and I've been doing it for like 4 or 5 years or whatever. And it's like tutorials and stuff. Like I'll show people how to do stuff on their computer. I have like this weird knack now that's like oddly specific about software to where I can tell you like every menu to go through to like do something. It's really weird. Like, if you're in like Pages or like Word or whatever, and you're like typing a document, I can be like, go to view, go to rulers, hit the semicolon and hold this key, and then this will happen. And I can like do it without looking. I noticed like I was on the phone one day and like talking someone through something, and I was like, this is not normal. So
that's cool though.
It's yeah, I guess it's kind of useful actually. So I guess my advice is if you're ever doing something, do it more and you will do better.
That's really poetic.
Practice makes perfect, am I right?
Practice makes permanent.
That's why I come here, to hear Luke talk like that.
Got him. So what superpower would you guys want? Because there's a lot of stuff that we have that isn't really useful, but I feel like there are more superpowers that, like, in the day-to-day, they just help you do things. Like, you know in Harry Potter when, like, Harry goes to the Weasley's house for the first time and he sees like all the dishes cooking themselves and he's like, I love magic. And he says it like that. I love magic. And basically it's little things like that that like we would have, it'd be nice to have.
Oh, I know one. I wish I could like telepathically convince people to understand my jokes.
Oh my God.
Like, it goes back to the manipulation thing.
I almost
like,
spat my drink out. That was amazing.
Because a lot of times I say things and I just get blank looks in return. I'm like, all right, thanks, guys.
Awesome.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. What
or
a classic
just like, regardless if they're funny, the people would just naturally laugh and be like, oh, he's such a charismatic guy.
Not so much like, have you seen Jessica Jones? You haven't.
No.
I started watching it.
You know the villain? So in season one, there's the villain, forget his name.
He knows how to like manipulate people.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Whatever he says, people will do. So like that.
I don't know,
but
just
not like killing people way, but like just getting people to laugh.
I have no idea if he can manipulate people. I was just saying that'd be funny because that's like what Trevor's real.
That's exactly what
superpower
he could
is.
Be like. He told someone like, hey, put a bullet in your brain, and they wouldn't stop until.
Oh wow, that took a dark turn.
Sorry, put a bullet in your head, and they put a bullet in their mouth, and like they're like, it's in my head, and like everybody was happy, but he wanted them to do something else. see, exactly.
Yeah.
Exhibit A.
I think while I'm just staring at all your movies right here, it would be, I mean, this is like actually a very useless skill nowadays, but like whenever you're looking at a bunch of options, just to be able to like okay, you know, in a video game
Luke
where like
or indecisive.
You know, in a video game when you're like on a mission or whatever, like I'm thinking of like Skyrim or one of those like role play, it's just like an open world and you're like on a quest and it'll like highlight your path for you, or like it highlights the key objects you need to go investigate. I wish you could just do that. Like if you're looking for a movie and I want to look for, like I want to watch Spider-Man, but I can't find it in all these titles, it'll just be like highlight Spider-Man. And
so you want to have the power of Netflix just for real world objects.
But to, like, search, like, you know how you can search on Netflix?
Oh, so you want to control F for life.
Yes. Well, command, but yes, command F.
Get out of here.
I would like to command F in real life.
Command the letter F.
Like, listen, you have a bowl of fruit, you really want an orange, and they're under a bunch of bananas, and
you don't have hands.
But you know where
scenario.
It is.
No, but you don't know the orange is under the bananas. You're like, dang it, I'm out of bananas, or oranges. Oranges. Or, you know, in some other case.
Because you don't have hands, you can't move anything.
Or in someone else's case, be like, oh man, I'm out of eggs. And they go to the grocery store and they buy eggs. When in reality.
This is a wild
story. When in
reality,
who would ever do this? You always had the eggs. In reality, you always had the orange.
But you didn't have the baking soda.
Command F, orange, ding, highlighted in your hand. I feel so much healthier because I've had a nutritious snack.
Wait, but wouldn't it be like more helpful just to be able to like create anything? Like, you could just be like, boom, orange. Then you wouldn't even have to
too much power, man.
No, but then you could,
people would abuse that.
What are you talking about? I could just be like, boom.
Boom, gun. Boom, bullets.
Okay. Boom, death.
I was going to say, like, boom, cast iron pan, but like, that works too.
I also just noticed that the mug that I'm drinking this apple cider out of is also honey-baked. Like, Trevor has so much honey-baked. I cooked in a honey-baked apron. Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta rep, you know? I've got like four aprons.
Sponsored by Honey Baked Ham.
Are you bad at making playlists, but want to get hype like the rest of your friends? Honey Baked Jams is a subscription service that sends a new playlist to your account every month. Each playlist is handcrafted by one of our trusted music professionals here at Honey Baked Jams. For a monthly payment of $5, you can receive playlists made just for you. We offer student, military, and senior discounts. Head over to bakedjams.com to subscribe now.
What about you, Claire? What's a superpower that you would like to have?
I feel like this is kind of like a step bordering on semi-normal superpowers people would want. But ever since I was little, I've wanted to be able to shapeshift. Because I'm really short. And so like...
Animagus.
Yes.
Wait, so do you mean shapeshift like you can turn into anything? Or you like shapeshift so you can control your like height, weight, like your body?
All of it.
Like, okay.
So because I'm short, like I can't reach things. So it'd be like nice to be able to be like, oh, like Elastigirl and be able to like reach things. But also.
But in some ways that's like a gift to others because it's.
Yeah.
Funny to watch.
Okay.
Were you making Elastigirl
I'm so sorry.
Like...
Anyway, it's fine.
We actually do love Claire.
But
we,
also, I wish I was born.
Hate
I wish I was born as a dog. And so, like, imagine if you could, like, shapeshift and be a dog and, like, how
like,
much love
like, it's...
and pets you would. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that would be really cool.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm just saying, like.
I would, like, as a kid, I was like, all I wanted to be was a dog. I was like, just for a day.
All I wanted
be
for
a
Christmas.
Like, you
was
have.
My two
you
teeth.
Only can change into, like, living things. Like, you can't be like, oh, I'm a TV. Like, you have to be, like, a human or, like, animal. But, like.
That makes sense.
You can't, you know.
There's rules into magic, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, but what if I wanted to be like, oh, now I'm a deck, and then I turn into a side of a house?
Then someone will punch you.
But I'm a deck.
Yeah, because you can be, like, deck.
So they're going to deck me? Like... But then I'll just deck
him
and like fall on him as a deck.
I think it would be cool to have a superpower to where like you could control the sound effects or completely remove any sound effects when you're like walking or running. You could like sneak up behind people with no sound, or you could like have a theme song play.
It's all about your where you shift your weight when you walk.
Okay, but I also cannot have like monkey
Claire's
sounds
a cat
going.
Burglar in her free
I can't
time.
Have monkey sounds going when every time I take a footstep. You know, that's something I just. Every time I walk
I'm
up
just
to check.
Really good at sneaking up on people, apparently. Like, I don't even intend to,
but
and I'll
cool
do it.
Control, like, you have, like, a theme song every time you walk into the door. It's just, like...
Yeah, but, like, if Claire's robbing
really
a jeweler, like, that wouldn't...
Oh, no,
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 that's my point. Then if you're robbing a bank, like, in Claire's situation, then, then you could turn off all the sound effects.
I'm a pot dealer, bank robber. What else do you want?
You said that to yourself.
Oh, no, you got...
No
okay.
One mentioned pot.
Yeah, no
every
one,
time.
And that was never brought up. Oh,
okay, no. No,
on the
no,
episode,
no.
That was very much brought up.
That was brought up. That was you guys.
I take credit for that fully.
Yeah, that was not me.
Was I a part of this?
Yes.
You laughed, so you're a conspiracy.
I was present.
I find it very ironic, but it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice, like, if you walk into a building, you, like, walk into a classroom, and it's like, girls just want to have, and then it's, like, stops. It's just, like, 3 seconds. There's rules to magic, remember?
But, like, you could turn into anything, at, like, after that 3 seconds. You just can't be the same thing. It's like, what if you were just, like, the same thing?
Well, but she's a shapeshifter, too, so she could
You're putting rules on it, though.
Of course there's rules.
Yeah.
You're only allowed one superpower?
What? I lost you. Go ahead and start. Keep saying what you're saying.
I don't want that type of attention.
Well, then you switch off the sound effects. No one knows you walk in the door.
Yeah, just be super quiet and rob the bank.
I'm giving you options. I'm giving you a plethora of options here.
You could either be super loud or be super quiet and rob.
Okay, we'll do round two. What's another superpower you would like?
I don't know.
Okay, fine. Well, I will do round two.
What was Trevor's real superpower?
Mine was having people, like, laugh.
Oh.
See, it worked.
Okay, no. This is a real superpower. This is round two. It would be amazing. I'm pretty good at it already, to just, like, finding memes and stuff that are related to the conversation. If I'm, like, telling a joke or whatever, I'm like, oh, no, it's, like, this meme. And I, like, pull out Instagram or whatever. I show people. But it'd be cool to just, like, you know, in TV shows where they're like, let me show you. And they, like, snap their fingers. Or it's, like, the That's So Raven eye look. And it, like, goes into a flashback or whatever. That would be, like, you could go into the meme or whatever. And it's, like... Everybody and you could go into the meme or whatever, Chris. And then it just, like, shows them the video. Like, you know, like, I have so many references to The Office that it could just be like, I declare bankruptcy, and then you're back in real life.
You know, I understand every reference you make.
I understand, but wouldn't it be funny to be, like, in the video, and you're like, look, it's Michael Scott, and then you're back
so
in
So you're
real
saying
life.
Every time you make a reference, you telepathically, like, show people a video.
Yes. How, like, great would that be? You're inside the memory.
They just get, like, a flashback for something they've never seen, and, like, deja vu.
Exactly. It's like a pensieve. Okay. Round two.
Round two. Honestly, I wish I could just nap. Like, I was telling Claire before, I tried to nap 2 weeks ago, and I just lied in my bed and stared at, like, the ceiling for 2 hours. Lied. Lay. You lay a tray
like
down.
That.
You lay an egg. You lie down.
Lay sounds better.
I mean, you so much.
Laid, actually. It's probably laid. What about you? That's a good, though. I like that, though. I mean, because I'm not very good at taking naps unless I'm, like, super tired, and I always wake up, like, super
sleep
hungover.
Even when I'm super
hungover.
Tired, like, it's got to be dark outside, and it's got to be, like, past 7 o'clock.
You can't keep using hungover like that.
I said
expect
sleep
people
hungover.
To know what they mean.
I said sleep hyphen
I didn't
hungover.
Hear sleep. I just heard hungover.
Well,
yeah, that's all I heard
it.
As well.
Well, I said sleep.
Luke drinks so much.
Oh, my Lance.
Help. He's starting to beat everybody.
I'll stop recording.
He's so
right
drunk.
Now, I'll show
he's
you.
Drunk right now. Help. Help.
I'm fairly certain Trevor has a clown in his house, and he's not telling me about it, and I'm really scared because it's behind me, and I can't see the door. It's
We've got
open,
this door in my
die.
Basement. This is the first time recording in my house, and second time, I guess, and there's this half door in my basement that goes to something secret, and Luke doesn't want to open it because I told
Whoa,
him
a crawl
clown,
space?
Clown behind it. Huh? No,
I'm
like
not opening
space,
that door in
right?
the dark when you ran away. You didn't give the rest of the context of the situation. You were like, oh, it's probably Bridge of Terabithia. I was like, if I open this and there's a clown, he's like, you're like, yeah, there is. You switched off the lights and started walking away as I opened the door and I panicked.
You didn't ever open the door.
No, I opened the latch.
Yeah,
I opened
there's a
this
complex
latch
lock on it. It's not that
Claire,
complex.
Claire, what would be your second round of superpower desires?
He's
what
so drunk
would
right
your
now.
Second
round?
I hate that one. It'd be the meme realization.
That's it. I need to think, because I feel like everything I would want is encapsulated in shapeshifting, because, like, you can change, like, your muscle, like, how strong you are, like, how weak you are, like...
Wouldn't that just be for show, though? Like,
no.
You could be like, oh, look at my really big arm, and then, like, you can't actually lift anything.
No, but, like, if
no.
you are in a situation where there's
no,
a car
like,
on your friend's
like,
foot...
No, it's, like, not unreasonable where, like, you have super strength, but, like, within human limits... Within
well,
human means.
I don't know. I'd place that limit on it. That's just in my shapeshifting.
Okay,
world.
That's fine.
Like, in my Trevor Cannon.
Like, you wouldn't be able to be like Clark Kent and, like, be like Superman.
No, yeah,
right?
Like the Rock.
I'm thinking, like, Mr. Fantastic. Maybe. Like, he can, like, he's, like, stretchy, but he's not, like, super strong. Like, at all. Like, he's not really strong. He's, like, some geek who can, like, be a long boy every now and then. But then he ties himself around.
You know
what?
I'd want to be able to eat any food I want and, like, not have any repercussions.
What can't
yeah.
you eat?
Well, okay, one obvious would be, like, drinking coffee at, like, 12 at night.
I mean,
or
I fall asleep.
Like,
that doesn't keep me up.
I know it doesn't. Yeah. It's, like, 50% of the population, and everyone acts
we're
like, I'm the only
caffeine,
one.
The worst
but
drug in America.
Sometimes, for some people, for some citizens of the United States, you drink coffee at, like, 3 p.m., and then you can't fall asleep. That's just an example, right?
I mean, it depends. Like, if it's like homemade coffee for me doesn't bother me, but if it's like Starbucks or like
defining repercussions
else
for you.
Well, Starbucks, it's probably the sugar in it, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I don't get sugary things from Starbucks.
Okay. I know last year I was doing a project at like 12:30 at night, and my roommate came in, saw me drinking a Monster, and then 20 minutes later I was in bed.
Yeah, that I couldn't do that.
I mean, it takes 20 minutes for caffeine to hit, so.
Yeah.
About
maybe weird. I just had really wild dreams that night. Like the dreams were on caffeine.
And everyone was laughing at his jokes. It was just like, this would never you normally happen.
You just laughed.
Good times. Yeah, no, that would be nice. Then you could, you know, you would never have to be like, but if you're a shapeshifter, you shouldn't have to worry about what you eat. I mean, offense to your second idea.
No, you're true. That's true. That's true.
Well, no, because, like, even, like, if you were, like, lactose intolerant, like, you would still be lactose intolerant if you were a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you could, okay, yeah.
I guess you could shapeshift your body, so yeah, you could shapeshift your internal organs.
So does this spread out to genetic modification? That rolled off the tongue so smoothly, I have no idea how.
If you can change animals, if you're, like, Beast Boy, then...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, shapeshifting includes everything, like, I could want, pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah, so I'd say, yeah, that includes, like, genetic modification.
Like, there's some things where, like, I'd be like, oh, I want to, like, know if someone's lying to me, or, like, this is good. When you, like, first meet someone, you can see, like, how good of a person they are.
I think it's something that you'd have to level up. Like, after a couple years of practice, you're like, I can finally understand genetic modification.
I feel like I can already, like, well, it's not even genetic
modification.
Rules
on the law.
She's talking about a second superpower, dummy.
No, I'm talking about the shapeshifting thing.
Yeah, we're not talking about
moved
that.
On.
When? How? No, I'm talking...
What day is it?
How did I get into Trevor's home?
I drugged him.
What were you talking about?
Okay, another thing would be, like, when you first meet someone, you can tell if they're, like, a good person or, like, your compatibility with them on a friendship level. But I feel like I've already reached that point because I met so many, like, terrible people. I can just tell for the majority.
It'd be cool, though, if it was, like, synesthesia. And
like, if you met Trevor
them,
now,
like,
you'd be like,
not yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you know in movies when, like, a little grid thingy will pop up and it'll be, like, all your stats? It'd be like that, but for, like, IRL. I didn't hear you.
You get the...
No, I was being
walking,
mean, really mean.
I want to know.
Even better.
I was like,
you walk
you
up to somebody.
Now, you'd be like, not a chance.
You walk up to somebody.
You just stopped listening again.
You know their entire backstory.
Yeah. Like, well, I don't know. Really cool. No, that'd be. But then you wouldn't have anything, like, you couldn't really learn that much
about
a person.
You could learn, like, more about, like, their personality. Like, forget about, like, them knowing they're good or bad. Just know their backstory. Like,
I don't know.
That'd be what I want.
That could go either way, though.
I feel like this is something we could explore in a part two. This could lend itself to a more deep conversation.
You could be like, hey, remember that time when you were 3 and fell over? And then they'd be like, oh,
whoa,
what?
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird to me.
Trevor, that's a little creepy. I feel like Trevor's like utmost desire is just to be a villain, that people laugh at his jokes, that he can know everything about them.
Well, I don't know, like, if, like, I know some people who have, like, a certain backstory, and it could either lend them to be, like, turn out to be a really good or really bad person.
Yeah.
And, like, if someone heard mine, it would be the same way, because, like, I don't come off how I, like, have had things happen to me, so it just depends on, like...
What you were saying before, you know that one movie where that one kid was, like, bullied in school and he wanted to get payback? It was, like, an animated movie. I think it had a robot in it or something. And they're, like, and everybody hated
when
me.
When was I ever talking about that?
Because this reminded me of it. And it was because the villain thing. He was the villain in the movie. And he was, like, everybody hated me. And then someone shouted, hey, Goob, you want to go hang out? And he, like, totally ignored him.
Yeah, you
know.
Could really use that
this
superpower
really
in real life, Trevor.
See,
that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening. We hope that our superpowered desires have inspired you to go dream for some anticlimactic superpowers. Am I allowed to say it then? Is that okay? Is that against the rules?
No, it's fine.
Follow your heart. I don't care.
Bye now.